Today, as you know, has been a really wonderful, great day. Danny's birthday, 34. And, you know, I met Danny when he was 18 and I was 21. And I was just reminiscing today of the journey that we've been on, the ups and the downs, the craziness, the blessedness, and really how far God has brought both of us. And that even with the intense lifestyle that we were living, God really did have his hand on our life. And it brought me to the scripture, you know, in Matthew, where it says, if no man can pull asunder what God has brought together. And truly, this is such a great scripture for my heart, because there was so many attacks, many that we brought on ourselves, so many distractions, so many illusions, and it really did try to tear us down. Everything tried to go against us in our marriage from day one, really, from day one. And it just showed that the adversary did not want me and Danny to be together, because he knew what God was bringing together was going to be very powerful, very power-packed and unstoppable when we come to the realization that it was God first, then each other, and then the rest of the world. So with God on our side, we could really take on the world in a positive way. And it was a bit long-winded that it took for us both to get to 2020 to really have the realization of how powerful our marriage was designed to be, and the importance that both of our lives were together and individually. And throughout the years, we've had great impact on many, many people by the grace of God. But there's always been that resistance, you know, there's always been that resistance trying to pull us back, trying to hold us back from everything that God truly planned. Kim shared it, you know, God is all knowing. He knows our future. He knows our end. And he says, you know, he knows the plans he has for us, plans to prosper us, plans for us to be in health. And it's just when we are walking in synchronization with God and we know the truth and we wake ourselves up to that truth, life is so good. Like, life is so good. And again, we know it's been shared many, many times from Isaiah 26, thou who keeps their eyes on God, he shall keep them in perfect peace. And now he doesn't say you can only have peace when your marriage is going good, or you only have peace when there's money in the bank, or you only have peace when you're healthy and strong. No, God says that any circumstances, in any storm, if there's money in the bank or not, if you're going through a challenge or not, if your marriage is going through something or not, if we keep our eye on God, he will absolutely keep us in perfect peace. And then again, to go in alignment with that, it's seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything we need will be added unto us. Like, there is no need for us to consider the things going on in the world, to consider our circumstances, or to consider anything but the plans God has for us. And me and Danny, we had fantastic encouragement since the first day that I walked into Lawrence and Kim's house. I'll never forget that first day. And the love that I felt, you know, the tangible presence of love that I felt, I'd never felt that before. And it wasn't that I wasn't loved or didn't have people around me that loved me, but it was that agape love, that true love of God. You just felt it when you went into their home. And they welcomed me from the first day into their home, into their family, into their fellowship. And it was just different. Me and Danny were speaking about this earlier. You know, we were speaking about the signs, miracles, and wonders that have truly followed Lawrence and Kim. The love that they've shown many people, even the people that come against them, they still love them. Even the people that had bad words against them, they still love them. Even the people that kind of didn't really get what they were doing, they still love them. And I remember when me and Danny first got together, they were a great example for me in my life. And that, I believe, by the grace of God, it was seeing their example and their witness that has kept me and Danny in the place of desiring so much more. Because their marriage is very spectacular. It's very awesome. And to be together for 38 years and still provide God's love and wisdom and grace to others is just so encouraging. So anyway, as the years have gone on, we've gone through many things, and it's just God's been showing me that he has so much grace on our life. You know, he's given us so much wisdom and power that when our eyes are stayed on God and we're seeking first him, anything is possible, no matter of the resistance. And I remember we went to Germany to a youth camp, and Carl Morton was there, actually. I believed your foot was healed at that camp. And Becky Jampsey was there. Lawrence was there. Kim was there. Your mom was there. Yes, Kim was there. And so we were at this camp, and we all got to go on these canoes. And there were like two people canoes, and it was a canoe, wasn't it? Yeah. And everyone were in these canoes, and everyone was really going for it. They were so good on these canoes, and it looked so easy. They made it look so easy. Me and Danny got in this canoe, and we were just going in circles. We were just going in circles, and I found it really hard. And at that time, I didn't listen very much. So Dan is saying, Amber, go this way. But then I would go the other way, thinking I knew best. And then he would try and do it with me, and then I would go the other way. And we were just going in circles. It was so hard. And I remember we came to like this little uphill part. And as we tried to go uphill, well, it was impossible. And everyone we were with were sailing. They were, it's like they had engines on the back of their canoes. They were going so fast. They were doing it with ease, and it just didn't work for me and Danny. So we looked at each other and we were like, we should just go back. Let's just go back and get off the canoe. And everyone was laughing at us, and, you know, because it was fun. Me and Danny just got off the canoe and just enjoyed the day watching everyone else. And the reason why I'm bringing up that story is because sometimes when we're walking with God, we will come against some resistance. There is resistance, and there are things that try to limit us from doing certain things from God if we allow it, you know. And if we would have continued consistently on that canoe, we would have got it. We would have got it, and we would have found it just as easy as everyone did. But we didn't. We gave up. We gave up. We found it too hard. And most of my life with God, we gave up, or I gave up. I found it too hard. And because I was coming up against a bit of resistance, or I didn't see this prayer answered, or this person was saying this. And, you know, eventually it pulled me so far away from God that I gave up. And God doesn't want any of us to give up. He doesn't want any of us to give up. He doesn't want any of us to be going in circles. He doesn't want any of us to not to think if we come up against resistance that we can't overcome that resistance. Because we have overcome everything by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. You know, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we were healed. And greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. These just aren't scriptures. These just aren't words on paper. These are promises from God for each and every one of us. And if we cleave unto those promises and we receive the heavenly words gladly, and we practice the heavenly words with heart, the words we're receiving today, when we come up against that resistance, we're going to be so happy, and we're going to overcome it very easily. Very, very easily. God's promises are, should be final authority in our life. And we should just continue to be blessed and happy. So at the end of last year, Lawrence encouraged us all that this year was the year to magnify God. now, all of us, every year and all the time, should be magnifying God in our life, right? This is what's, yeah, this is what we should do. But when God gives a clear instruction through a man or woman of God to God, to his people, so God instructed Lawrence to speak to God's people, which is us, that word, magnify me. Because God does see the future. He sees the resistance and the things that we're going to come up against. Not that he causes it, or he definitely doesn't allow it, but he knows with the word that he speaks into our life, if we receive that word and we put it into practice, then we will stay in perfect peace, that we will overcome the resistance. So when God said to Lawrence, tell my people to magnify God, there was a definite purpose behind that word. And for us here in Bristol, there has been a lot of resistance. There has been many challenges, many storms, and many situations that have been, could have been very, very hard at times. But because we received that word from God, you magnify me, we were able to magnify God in every one of these situations. We were able to magnify him and have such peace in our heart, knowing that God had given us that word for a reason, that we overcome those situations very quickly, very effectively, and very powerfully. You know, we didn't continue like me and Danny on that canoe. We didn't continue going in circles. We didn't continue going back 5 spaces rather than going forward 3 spaces. God has magnified himself through us so that we can continue to live this life steadfast, at peace, very powerfully, very consistently, knowing who we are in Christ. And so magnify God in every situation. The more we magnify him, the more we trust him, the more we rely on him, the less we will feel that resistance, the less we will feel any attacks, the less we will let the situations of the world speak louder than our God and speak louder than the promises of God. For 10 years nearly, maybe more, 10 years, I let the world speak louder than what God was speaking about my marriage, to the point it nearly tore my marriage apart. And then now I look at what God has done over the last 5 years, it can bring tears to my eyes, that I am just so thankful that we overcome that resistance, that we overcome the attacks, and we stayed in there against everyone saying, you shouldn't be together anymore, just give it up. It doesn't, you're hurting each other too much, or, you know, it's not worth it. It was all lies. It was all lies. Like, everything from God is worth it. Everything God gives you or puts in your heart to do is worth it. I'm using my marriage as an example, but there are millions of things that God has given each and every one of us that if we stick in there, it is worth it. So, for example, if you're sick, if somebody is sick, if they take the word from God that by the stripes of Jesus Christ you are healed, if you bring your confession and your word in alignment with God's logic and it matches what God says, that by the stripes of Jesus Christ I am healed, even though you're feeling the resistance of that, when you overcome it, you will be so blessed. You know, you will be so thankful because you'll know that you've overcome it with God and you haven't tried to do it on your own. No matter what anybody says, no matter what anything happens. And then it brought me to a conversation I was having with Rebecca Jancy the other day. It was on voice recording. That seems to be the new way of communicating nowadays. And because she was sharing some things with me and I just left her a recording back, and God put in my heart about her children. I used Becky because she has children, and I said to her, you know, like, you have children and those children are your children. There's no other human in the whole world is going to be able to tell you that those children aren't yours. The devil is never going to be able to tell you that those children aren't yours. Yourself is never going to be able to convince yourself that those children aren't yours. You're fully convinced, you're fully You fully know and fully aware that those children are yours. So it doesn't matter what voices you hear, what situations you go through, anything. Like, nobody is ever gonna make you deny that those children are yours. And so when we are that way with God, when we come to a place that no voice that we hear, no situations that we face, no devil who is under our feet is going to be able to trick us from believing the promises of God. So like people who have children, no one is ever going to trick you in believing those children aren't yours. No way. So just like this, we cannot be tricked, or we should not be tricked, in believing the promises of our mighty, powerful, awesome God. No matter of the circumstance, no matter of the situation, no matter of the resistance, if we magnify our God, if we keep our heart and mind on Him, He promises, He doesn't just say it, He promises to keep us in perfect peace. If we seek first the kingdom of our God, His kingdom, and His way of living, His right way of living, everything we need will be added to us. These are promises we should be so convinced, just like all of you who have children, we should be so convinced that the promises and the heavenly words from God that are being spoken is final authority. That the promises of God is more bigger than the situations we face, the circumstances we go through, the health circumstances we go through. And there's going to be people that might not like what you say, that may think you're weird, that may think you're denying reality. They're the ones denying reality. The reality is we're children of the Most High Living God. We are seated on the right-hand side of God, full of power. And we have the ability to be so convinced in our heart of the power of God that nothing or nobody can stop us in this world from living the life that He had planned for us. So like for me and Danny, against all odds, against everyone's mouth, against everyone's tongue, who triumphed? God triumphed in our life because God kept us together. And through that, it took a decision that I had to make on January the 1st, 2020. And when my awesome leader and minister and father-in-law rang me and he said, Amber, if you do this, you will be fine. And you know, it was hard. It was so hard to listen to those words. I wanted to resist those words. And if I would have resisted those words, everything would have crumbled. I would have been in that canoe and I would have carried on going around and around and around. But guess what? I wouldn't have had Danny to be going around and around with me. I would have been on my own. And that is exactly where the devil wanted me and wanted Danny, on our own. But no man can pull asunder what God brought together. And no man can stop the hand and power of God and the hand and power of what God's plans are for your life. Like, we are blessed. So listen to the heavenly words that we're receiving. Go and read the promises of God and make them alive and living in your heart. Don't deny the truth. Don't despise small beginnings. And be full of faith. Be so convinced in your heart that by the stripes of Jesus Christ you're healed. That my God will go exceedingly abundantly above all I ask or think. That it's my God's will that I to prosper and to be in health. That it's my God that gives me the power to get wealth. That it's my God that gives me an awesome leader and minister that I can receive heavenly words, heavenly encouragement to continue this walk steadfast, to continue this walk with passion and desire and heart and love and joy and excitement. Like, is a great life, is a great life. And all of that tried to get stolen from me. But thanks be to God, it never did. So this was on my heart to share. You're all so very awesome. And God loves us all very, very much. So for those of you that have children, you know what I'm saying. Nobody or nothing will ever convince you, ever, that them children are yours. So every time you think of the promises of God, think of that. And you will know the love God has for you. God bless you all.